Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, welcome to the Hospice Show. Once again, we have got Marion with us, we've got Chip with us, we've got Judith with us, and it's me, James, and it's blisteringly hot here in Newport at the moment. What a lovely day. This is what summers were made for. It sort of takes us back to childhood, this kind of weather, doesn't it, Marion?
It does. 1976.
I know. It's exactly. It's the first thing we think about, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I remember going collecting water at the end of a road by a standpipe.
From a standpipe? I've always wanted to do that. Although I say it sounds positively wartime.
I know. It was an extraordinary time, wasn't it? Because rivers were actually cracking up at the bottom and there wasn't any water anywhere.
No.
No. Oh, anyway, I don't think it's going to be like that because we're going to have a nice downpour tonight. So we're going to talk about wonderful things that are going on at the hospice at the moment. But Judith, first of all, has had an email from a VIP in Stuttgart, haven't you?
I have, and his name's Robert Robinson. He is a lead soloist with the Stuttgart Ballet, very, very famous modern dance group.
Yeah.
Robert was born on the island. Mm. His grandfather was a patient in the hospice. And every year for the last 3 or 4 years, Robert has been bringing colleagues from the Stuttgart Ballet and also from other very prestigious Northern European dance groups here to the island to perform in his with his group, which is called Ballet Works. And he's coming back this summer. He'll be at the Medina Theatre again on the 27th and 28th of July. And if you haven't had the chance to see him, do please, please go. It's absolutely fantastic. It's the highest quality modern dance you would see anywhere in the world here on the island, and all to raise money for a fantastic cause for the hospice.
Yeah, I mean, when we saw him last year, you know, he just blows you away with the sheer technical quality and the enthusiasm of his fellow dancers.
Yeah.
With the Stuttgart Ballet, and it's fantastic that he does it for the hospice. It's you know, not just a brilliant evening, full stop, but it's one that raises a lot of money.
And I think a lot of people are quite nervous about the thought of going to see modern ballet, but please don't be, because it's very moving, but it's very acrobatic, very emotional, very physical, and you really get you really get a very strong connection with it, don't you? Even if you don't really understand what's going on, which I don't
most of the time, but it
really is fantastic. And we were incredibly lucky last year because Robert gave us an interview. He did a phone-in from Stuttgart between rehearsals.
Yeah.
Oh, we felt very glammy. And we went backstage to meet him after the performance.
Yeah,
so it's really, really exciting. So Robert's been in touch, sent me a really sweet email to tell me he's looking forward to coming back. And we'll hope he can call us again for an interview if he has time.
Reminder of the date, Judy.
It's the 27th and 28th of July at the Medina Theatre.
Yeah.
Starts at 7:30 on both days. The box office there is 823-884. 823-884. Really reasonable prices. Please go along.
Well,
give it a go.
We'll be there, won't we?
We will.
Okay, fantastic. Here's Mike and the Mechanics. The best is yet to come. Best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come.
That's just what I said. That's Mike and the Mechanics, and the best is yet to come because we've got Marion here in the studio for the hospice show. And Marion, you're going to tell us a little bit about the schools project because you have had your own private visitation from the Swedes, haven't you?
We have.
So what was that all about?
Max was in touch with Nigel Hartley a while back when he heard about the schools project because Max was interested in doing something very similar in Sweden.
Right. I'd love to be called Max.
Would you?
Yeah, you know, like in Pepsi Max or something like that. It sort of gives you this sort of feeling of sort of power and hugeness, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're not going to answer that, James.
Yeah, you could be called James Max.
James Max.
Has sort of a ring to it.
Yeah. Dirty Max would be a good one. Anyway, Marion, let's get back.
It's a family show, James.
It's a family show, yeah.
So anyway, Max came over when we were doing a school project. He'd emailed me several times before to find out when we were doing our next school's project so that he could come and experience it. And so he came over and Chip did some interviews with him.
Oh, fabulous. So was he from Stockholm?
Originally he's Dutch.
Oh.
But he's in Sweden doing research project.
Right. Does he know about Armin van Buuren? Little private joke there.
He may well do.
Oh, good. Well, should we listen to that interview?
I have a little interesting story about the interview. It was done in Marion's car, and Marion's car is the same make as my mate John's car.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. Yeah.
So, and it's the same colour.
So you were able to pull the handbrake at the right time, were you?
It's got no sunroof.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marion. I'm so sorry.
Well, on that bombshell, let's listen to Max and Chip.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Max. How are you doing, mate?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. So, Max, you've flown all the way from Sweden.
That's true, all the way from Sweden today to visit the hospice.
How do you say hi in your language?
You can say it in two different ways. Okay. The easiest way is hey.
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 I knew that, hey.
And the other one is Shena.
Shena.
Yes.
Is that good?
That's really good, yeah.
Shena. So Shena.
That's the real cool way to say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shena.
Shena. So, you've come over here to learn from Nigel this week.
Yeah, that's right. From Nigel and the other things that are happening in the hospice, for example, the schools project.
So, you're going to take what you've been learned over here and you're going to go and do a schools project over in Sweden, which is good.
Yeah, that's right. I've known Nigel for some years, and so I've been inspired by the schools project for a longer time already. And we've done one project in Sweden with some kids and some elderly people. And I'm going to talk about it tomorrow at the hospice during lunchtime to share my experiences and also learn from what is happening here at the hospice.
Cool. So, what's been the best bit about this week?
So, I just arrived, actually, but I've hit the ground running because we've just visited a school together with some of the patients, and they met. It was kind of a reunion to after the school's project, and they met the kids again, and it was really nice to see how they were interacting and also to realize that they created a relationship together, and that was really, really beautiful to see.
That's cool. So, what's it like in Sweden compared to England?
I think the hospices are maybe a little bit different. I don't know how the I only know one hospice in England, and it's this hospice on the Isle of Wight. And I think it's so nice that they really let the community in. And the hospices that I know back in Sweden, it's not so open. And I think we can learn a lot from that. Mm?
So what do you say to those people like that haven't been up to the hospice and want to go up to the hospice? What would you say to those people that just want to go up there and check it out?
Yeah, not to be afraid, I would say. Just to knock on the door, say hi, bring some cookies maybe, just have a cup of coffee with the people there and just have a chat, yeah.
Cool. So when you get back over there, so what changes are you going to do over there?
That's a little bit difficult to say right now. I think I will see what I will learn here and then try to also talk with the people that are working in this field in Sweden to share my experiences, and then we can see how we can make changes. Yeah.
That's amazing. So thank you for letting me interview you, Max.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
What song would you like me to play on the radio for you? It's got to be a band from Sweden.
It's got to be a band from Sweden.
Yeah.
Okay, then I think we should listen to Robin Dancing on My Own.
Okay, here's Robin Dancing on My Own.
Bet you've never heard that one before. Daft Punk and Get Lucky with Pharrell Williams. Now, we've got lucky because we've got Marion in the studio with us, and Marion's been talking about a lot of the new craft projects and also some of the old craft projects she's been doing. I understand, Marion, that you have almost finished off that quilt.
I know, it's been quite a mega project that we started at the beginning of the year, but we're nearly finished. And just by chance, one of the ladies that comes regularly to quilt bumped into a lady in Ryde who is a quilter and is going to come and help us put it all together.
Oh,
which
fantastic.
Is great.
Oh, that's good.
Good news.
So the two of them came last night and gave us some advice. So we're nearly there. I think it's going to look spectacular.
Now, just remind me, who are the people who are putting together these different parts of the quilt? Is it patients or volunteers or
it's
both?
It's a real mix, but people from our local community, so people have just heard about the group.
Yeah.
We have had patients that have come along and participated. We've had people that have been bereaved that have come along.
Yeah.
And people that just know about hospice and pitched up and decided to have a go.
And so. There are lots of different scenes in this. Are some patients, former patients, remembered?
Well, the theme of it was 35th anniversary, so it's all different aspects of a hospice. There is a Vectus Radio Square.
Oh, we're
but
so
I
proud,
have
thank
bad
you.
News, Marion. First of all, thank you so much, but
have
we're changing
our
logo. After all that work.
Yeah, so
it's a retrospective.
Yes.
Yeah. No. What's going to happen is Judith's going to send it back when it eventually hangs on the wall. She's going to say, "I'm sorry, you've got to take it off and just redo it."
What it is? It's a tribute of old Luke. Old logo.
Well,
yeah, it's a tribute.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. And if you have your new logo in time, we could do a new logo square.
Yeah. Well, I think what it means is that when sort of aliens sort of descend in sort of 500 years' time, when we've all been wiped out by Pyongyang, they'll be able to date exactly when this quilt was done through the change of the Vectus logo.
Perfect.
Yeah, it is. So it will come in useful.
A real historical document. So, well, Marion, sorry.
No, I was going to ask, where are you going to put it?
Well, this is the next problem, of course, because it's such a big piece. And what I've discovered is that most of the walls in a hospice are quite curved.
Yes, that's right.
So yeah, I've been in discussion with our facilities team who will support me in finding a way.
Well, at least at least fabric curves, though, doesn't it?
Fabric curves. I just need to get a pole that curves.
Yeah, oh dear.
I've got an idea. Well, you can put it in a time capsule.
Oh.
Yeah, but then nobody would see it, Chip.
No, it needs to be
seen. I know.
What about kiosks?
It needs to be seen.
Kiosks? Well, do you think they might take it?
They might do, yeah.
Because they're very supportive, aren't they?
They are. They're fantastic.
Well, if we've got time, I just do want to touch on kiosks, actually, because there's been this wonderful exhibition there about walking in the UK, hasn't there?
There has. It was great because Key Arts gave us the opportunity to do an exhibition in response to Richard Long's exhibition, which is about walking. And we got patients to talk about their experience of walking, what it meant for them. For some people, it was difficult because it was something they used to do and love and now can't do.
Yeah.
So we did a series of poems, recordings, and some photography about walking.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It was amazing, James. I actually popped in to see it one day.
Yeah.
And the poems were very, very beautiful, very poignant. And the photographs were great. It was lovely, really lovely exhibition, wasn't it?
I think it was really nice because patients had an opportunity to do it all themselves and then see their work in an outside environment, in a gallery. And it gave it a different kudos.
Yes.
And other people could see it. So it gave them a voice. We did this great thing. I call it the scribble.
Yes.
where I invited people to take a pen and go for an imaginary walk with their pen and walk along this long piece of wallpaper.
Yeah.
And we created the scribble.
Oh, it's great. Nice. It's great. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, you're multi-talented, and I understand you're thinking about turning your talents to basket weaving. Is that right?
No. Or, no.
But okay, we're gonna dump basket weaving then. But pottery, you're back with pottery, aren't you?
Back with pottery. I've introduced pottery to the Wednesday group here at a hospice on a Wednesday morning. So we've been doing that, and people have been quite inspired by it. And also, it's really accessible to people that thought they couldn't do any art. So there's one gentleman who has quite poor sight.
Yes.
But actually, he can feel his way around the clay and is making dishes and pots. And somebody else that said they didn't think they could paint anymore because they're very shaky, whereas with pottery, they can actually do it. So it's really interested all sorts of people.
Oh, that's good. And what do you do about firing it? You don't put it in the John Chevron Centre cafe oven, do you?
We don't. We do have our own little kiln.
Really? Wow. You've got your own kiln?
We've got our own little kiln.
How marvellous is
that's fabulous.
That?
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, look, Chip has got an interview with two of the parents who were part of the schools project, Anne and Jerry. We're going to have that on after some adverts and some Kevin Little. The vaccines, and Chip is with us at the moment because he's very excited. He's doing loads and loads of interviews with his trusty iPhone, and I understand on the schools project that Marion was talking about just a little bit earlier in this hospice show, Chip managed to collar two proud grandparents of somebody taking part in the hospice schools project. So let's listen to that now. I believe it's Anne and Jerry we're going to hear, and then a track that we all know by Queen.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with Anne. How are you doing, Anne?
Very good, thank you.
And I am with Jerry. How are you doing, Jerry?
Very well, thank you.
So we are at a lovely school in Lake, and they did a project with the hospice. Can you tell a bit about the project?
It was an art project, and the children did a very large representation of the island. They asked all the patients that they met and the staff in the hospice which part of the island they liked best, and they made a great big collage, I suppose you'd call it.
Yeah, it's a collage of the island.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely.
So what do you think about, like, them going up to the hospice? What was your thoughts?
At first, I was a little concerned, but since they've been, I've seen the benefits that it's brought to the children and to the patients at the hospital, and I think it's a wonderful idea, really good idea, and I'd strongly encourage other schools to get involved in a project similar to this one.
It's amazing to see them come up to the hospice and do the projects. They have really good singing voices.
This year they're very good, aren't they? But especially the girls, I have to say. Girls are really good.
Yes, they are.
They should go on Britain's Got Talent or The X Factor, don't you think?
Don't tell them that.
Problem is they'd win.
Yeah.
They would.
So thank you for letting me interview you two.
That's all right.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
So what songs would you like on the radio?
Anything from Queen.
Okay. Here's a Queen song.
So it's Queen and One Vision. Oh, they do go on, don't they? Anyway, talking about music, good music, Judith.
Good music.
There is going to be some fantastic music at the hospice tomorrow night, which is Thursday.
Yep, Thursday the 6th of July, starting at 7:30. It's going to be the local band, the Damien Paul Band, guitar and vocals, performing a lot of their original work. Brilliant. So great opportunity to see something different.
And could a glass of wine and a few canapés also induce people to come along on a lovely hot summer's evening?
Yes, that's going to feature very, very largely. The tickets are £10, which includes canapés and wine, and I'm sure people will be very welcome to enjoy those in the beautiful gardens at the hospice.
Yeah, absolutely. That Chelsea garden is looking stunning at the moment, isn't it, Marion?
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, look, from all of us here at Vectis Radio, from Marion and Chip and Judith. It's a big bye-bye until 2 weeks from now, and we'll have plenty more news about what's going on at the hospice then.
See ya.
Bye. See you then. Bye. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best. I'll make my own sunshine.